Hey, I'm super excited to be back for another season of This Is 30. And it's exciting because I didn't necessarily give up on it, but it took some poking and prodding from the producer to say, hey, you need to get back on this. And I just really appreciate those of you who reached out to me and asked me about the podcast and when is it coming back, and I really want to hear your insight. So like, I did not even know that my opinions and thoughts were valued like that, so I appreciate y'all. And shout out to my friends Akiva and Chanel for telling me that I don't give myself enough credit for things that I do or things that I say. But I'm going to dive right into the episode because this season is very personal and I'm digging very deep. And this first episode is talking about divine feminine energy. And this was a new concept to me. I've never heard of it until, again, Akiva told me about it. I go to her a lot for just any dating questions or if I feel like I need clarity and direction. She's very down to earth, and I guess that's what they say about air signs, like Aries. Like, I think that's an air sign, I don't know, but she Aries. She's really down to earth, very practical, very logical, and can really help me unpack my problems or things that I perceive to be problems the way, you know, that I need to and to cope with things. So if you remember the first season, I was in a relationship and I was really trying, but I had an issue with control and I had an issue with being dominant. And what she was telling me is that I was just exacting a lot of masculine energy and like pouring it into my relationship. And then that it really hindered us because I started almost emasculating the person that I was dating. So I am kind of newer to this concept of like energies and crystals and rituals and all of that, like just being very spiritual. And some of it definitely makes sense to me, like just the way that she broke it down to me. Like, you know, a lot of Black women, especially women who are coming from either single parent household, no parent households, or just any kind of trauma. And like a lot of us, all of us has experienced some kind of trauma in relation to our bodies, maybe not being able to express ourselves or just quite understand our feelings, especially if you are LGBTQ. And then it's like your family didn't really accept it. So it's like, how are you accepting yourself? So a lot of us struggle with coping and coming into womanhood because of outside, you know, influences. And then we basically turned on survival mode. You know what I mean? So it's like we had to kind of cope. Our coping mechanism was survival. So it's like we become independent. We become able to stand on our own. A lot of us don't really need friends, you know, like we're okay standing our ground on our two feet, but then that's fine. However, a lot of us had issues dating or like finding a match that worked for us because I've heard things like, you move too much like a dude, like you think like a dude. And at first, like, I ain't even gonna lie, like in my 20s, I thought that was like the biggest compliment. Like, man, yeah, because I ain't finna let no nigga play me. But then it's like, most men don't want their women to be, they want their women to be like, cool, like, you know, I want to kick it with you. But it's like, they don't want a woman to kind of like act like a guy too, because, you know, like, then why not date a guy? So, and then I'm definitely speaking in heterosexual terms here. So having issues with that, being told that I was too masculine and intimate things, like I didn't like cuddling and all of that. I really didn't understand that concept. So I was very hardened to the fact to anything emotional, to anything intimate, to anything that would kind of attach me to somebody else. So I'm explaining this to Akiva and she was like, girl, she's like, I got to get you this book. And I was like, girl, what's the book? And she said, it's called Pussy Prayers. And she was like, you know, you need to use this, and she said you can use this to manifest the type of energy that you want. It teaches you about, she's like, have you ever heard of divine feminine energy? I said, I don't know what that is. What is that? So she started telling me about it, and it was interesting. So I'm like, here are some just some general qualities, and then we'll get into a little bit about the book. So it doesn't have anything to do with sex, because we all know that everyone has masculine and feminine qualities. So it's about the balance of both. So while a lot of us are very strong and assertive, we have to also bring in a balance of kind of being nurturing and soft. And a lot of us do that, you know, with motherhood. But when we come to our partners, a lot of us have a hard time breaking those walls down and trusting somebody to be there with us, that it kind of hardened us a little bit. And it's kind of hard to, you know, have the man be the man. Now, I'm going to pause right there, because we live in a very much like equitable, or we fight for equitable relationships. However, there has to be some kind of balance of masculine, feminine energy in the house. So whether it's a same sex relationship or a heterosexual couple, somebody has to be the person that leads, you know what I'm saying? And someone has to be the person that submits and that follows. And that is typically in most households, and this may not be the case for you. Remember, I'm always speaking from my perspective, but someone has to submit or be the nurturing one. Like, you can't have two dominant energies, two dominant forces in the house, because then you're going to argue all the time. So there has to be a good balance of both. So I'm like, okay, so we know that divine masculine and feminine energy, it exists in all things and all people, and trying to embody that more. So I was having a hot conversation. I was getting my nails done one time with my homegirl, Dahlia, and she was like, you know, you have to kind of get in tune with your body again. She was like, you got to start loving yourself to really kind of hone in that energy. She was like, love and appreciate the things that make you a woman. And she said, get in the mirror, take off all your clothes. She was like, play some music, something that gets you in your zone. And she said, just start telling parts of your body that you love it. And then this book, Pussy Prayers, it also kind of reinforces that statement, that where it's like, you need to get comfortable with your body. Like, there was a point in my life I wasn't even comfortable saying the word pussy. Like, it just made me uncomfortable to say it, because everything is so hypersexualized. So you have to know what it looks like. Like, what a name, this book says, name the parts. Do you know the parts of your pussy? Do you know what it looks like? Have you taken a mirror to it, like examined it? Do you know what pleases it? So to really hone in our feminine energy, we have to get familiar with our feminine parts. And it's not in a sexual way, but it's to learn our bodies. Like, learn what turns you on, learn what pleases it, what don't you like. Like, you know, explore yourself. And then if just so happens, like, you explore yourself and you find pleasure from it, just muddle and resonate in that energy. So the book goes on to say, when we are feeling our best, or we are in a state of euphoria, typically in a climactic state, that is the highest energy. Like, we're feeling high vibrations. So in that period, start appreciating yourself. Now, the book says, and we'll get that too in a different episode, but, you know, to really, you can manifest things while you're in this energy. So you're supposed to, when you're climaxing, envision the things that you want, or tell yourself, if you're trying to really practice self-love, tell yourself you love yourself. Tell yourself you the sexiest thing that can make you come from yourself. You don't, like, just really hone in that energy, and just take a moment when you're done and just really mellow. How do you feel? And then use this to really kind of lay a footprint for how you want others to make you feel. So that was very, very interesting to me. So like being disconnected from our bodies is like being disconnected from our goddess power. And women everywhere, like a lot of women I know are just really honing in their natural bodies. I am loving seeing women with their rolls out and cakes and pies and freckles and just everything that we were taught that was unpretty or unladylike. And you see people embracing that, and I love it. And that's what that feminine energy is. It's really all about loving ourselves. And that was tough for me, loving myself. And I don't know if I would be the first person to say this out loud, but every time I would get on social media, it was almost like I hated myself. I hated how I looked. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm so fat. I'm so this. And I would just pick apart everything that I didn't see or that I perceived was the thing to be. And that sounds like really high school, right? But I know I'm not the only woman to do it. I feel like I'm just the only woman to admit it and say it out loud. However, I had to kind of, after I started practicing and learning what I like, what I didn't like, I started looking at myself more. And I'm like, I'm not an ugly human being, you know, like I do have like my flaws, but I'm like, I'm not really, you know, an ugly person. But I didn't even take the time to invest in loving myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't do self-care. I didn't do those things to kind of make me feel good about myself. Like I really had to sit down when I was journaling one day and question, like, why do I only get my makeup done when I'm going somewhere? Like, I have the right to get my makeup done whenever I want to. Like, I have the right to do the things for myself to make me feel good, even if I'm not going anywhere. So that's getting my nails, my toes, my makeup, my hair done, things that make me feel like a woman. Now, granted, like, I'm a woman when I'm ugly without it, but I feel good about myself when I look good, and whether that's with a wig or a natural hair. But like when I get myself together and I take that time to like set rituals, like, you know, nighttime face ritual, daytime face cleaning ritual, or whether it's like whitening my teeth or kind of really taking notice to the things that I'm putting into my body, the people I surround myself with, like every single thing that we touch has energy in it. And I'm learning this. Like, I'm definitely learning this. I'm someone who grew up in a very devout Christian household, and I'm learning a lot about spirituality and like how I connect with the world and my body and myself. So it, you know, pussy prayers, it's definitely about rekindling your connection to your pleasure center, the space in which you manifest and you create life. We bring life into this world, ladies, believe it or not. So I wanted to share that, and hopefully I'm imparting with you to, if you are someone who's struggling or with self-consciousness, you are not alone. People are like, what? You're so pretty. You're so this, you're so that. But when you've grown up under a lot of scrutiny, like a lot of us have, sometimes it's hard to really embrace those flaws about yourself, those things that make you uniquely beautiful. Like, one of my eyes is smaller than the other. Like, I really don't care now. Like, I don't care now. It is what it is. And it's tough, which was part of the struggle why you will rarely see videos of me. Like, you know, and it's mainly because people are just kind of mean. They're really kind of mean when it comes to like, look at her stomach hanging out. Not that's it. And it's just like people are going to talk about you and judge you. Like I have to tell myself that over and over again. People are going to talk about you no matter what you do. You can be doing good and somebody will inbox me or you saying like, well, you should think about doing this. Not that I haven't thought about it, but it's like, it's always, somebody's always just going to have something to say, so do it anyway. So I tell myself that, and I coach myself that doing the TikToks, like, whatever. So I'm really hoping that I'm imparting on you that, ladies, like, it's not a bad thing to hone in more of your feminine energy. That doesn't mean you have to be weak around a man, and submitting doesn't mean that the man tells you what to do, but it is embracing those unique qualities that make you a woman. And you definitely will move different. You'll talk different. Like I move a little bit different now. You know what I'm saying? I'm still somewhat a little shy. But I'm embracing it. Like, I'm definitely embracing my natural self, wearing my natural hair more, like things like that, that make me, I'm starting to really love, and I'm starting to embrace, and I'm starting to kind of exude confidence, and it's attracting a different type of man. And that's where I'm going to leave off, because that is episode 2. So if you want to learn more about these different type of men that I started to attract, make sure that you click episode 2, High Value and Hypergamy. So I'm going to sign off here. This is 30. Catch you another time.